Hi, I'm Scott Unash, and this is a KGYM Sports View. I've spent the last several weeks trying to rationalize why most of America believes this is a bad college basketball season. This is America, and whether we like it or not, we love dynasties. We love or hate teams that are great year in and year out. The vast majority love household names, and when we don't have those names on top, it is looked at as a down cycle. Well, we have very good basketball teams this season yet again, but for the most part, they are not named North Carolina, Kentucky, and even Michigan State. They are named San Diego State, Gonzaga, and Baylor. Teams that we aren't accustomed to being on top, but by no means does it make it any less of a great basketball season. Witness this past weekend. What a tremendous 48 hours it was, tipping off with Kansas avenging their only Big 12 loss of the season with a win at number one Baylor. Idoze Azubuike was absolutely a one-man wrecking crew, going for 21-18 in the win. Then Saturday evening, the nation's only unbeaten team was taken down at home as San Diego State fell to UNLV. And finally, late Saturday night, perhaps the best atmosphere I have witnessed all year on TV was in Provo, Utah, as BYU knocked off Gonzaga in an absolute barn burner of a game. Three great games, three big upsets. And that has been the mantra of this year's college basketball season. Take the Big Ten, for example. The country's best league has been an absolute roller coaster all year, with eight teams now within a game of second place with 2 weeks left in the regular season. Different players pop up seemingly each night to lead a team to victory, and this is not good and fun for basketball? This year's NCAA tournament field of 68 could prove to be the most difficult of all time to put together, because each team can knock off each other on any given night. Then you add this year's crop of mid-majors as well, which includes the UNI Panthers in a big way. Can they possibly get an at-large bid, as well as the Southern Conference, with three terrific teams of East Tennessee State, Furman, and UNC Greensboro? We will all know the outcome of all these questions starting at the end of this coming week when the conference tournaments begin. In the meantime, just because there is no Zion this year or Blue Bloods at the top, still enjoy the wonderful unpredictability of the college basketball year. And remember, for this year, don't throw your bracket away early after a couple of early otherwise bracket-busting defeats. I'm Scott Unash with a KGYM Sports View.